Hey, sweet.
Hey, savories.
I'm Alyssa.
I'm AJ, and this is the
Sweet or Savory Podcast. Are we changing the intro to this is the?
No, but you know, sometimes I'll welcome and sometimes I'm just like, this is it.
You're right. It can be different every time.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a special guest today.
Yes. Very exciting episode because our special guest is the one, the only,
Justine Raphael.
Hey. Everybody clap.
Claps in the audience. Everybody clapped. Hello. Thank you for having me.
How's it going, Justiners?
It's going really well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Justine is AJ's sister, if you don't know that already.
That's right.
It's
my
true.
Sister-in-law.
That's true.
And today we are, well, you know, last week we talked some heavy stuff, pregnancy, and family and whatnot.
Yes, and babies, all those things, and had some tears. So we wanted to keep today's episode a little lighter.
Yeah, and also if you have listened to the podcast, we actually had Justine for an episode in season one.
Yes.
And what was that again?
Can you be friends with your ex?
Hello, the biggest one, our biggest episode,
another heavy one we got. But so Justine's here today because our topic for today is Gen Z versus Millennials.
Versus? I didn't realize it was versus.
Battle for the better generation.
Whoa. Oh,
no. Okay, not seriously, but who knows? We might get there. I feel like maybe I can be more neutral because
you're a Zillennial.
I identify as a Zillennial. I'm kind of in between.
Well, not in years, but in personality.
Oh. Okay. Mm. Kind of in years. Okay, wait. The years for Gen Z is 1997 to 2012. What year are you?
I'm 1999, last of the 90s.
Mm, okay. And millennial is 1981 to 1996.
Okay.
What are you?
I'm 94. So I'm on the edge of millennial.
Kind of. I mean, you're a millennial, babe. I don't know what you're trying to fight.
You're
here.
Within the millennial years, so
81?
You are literally
81 is so far.
This is ridiculous
from
of you trying to fight time and science.
Okay,
it's
fine.
Not science, but the rules or whatever.
I am a millennial. I'm proud to be a millennial.
I think it has to do, honestly, with the amount of technology that we grew up with. I think that's how they're kind of dividing, you know, generations and. The eras of, I don't know, pop culture and whatnot. Can you read some of the differences here?
Yeah. This is just an infographic that I found online.
Sure,
but
sure.
For millennials, it goes millennials, Gen Z. Millennials use more limited technology as children. Gen Z use more advanced on the go technology. So I guess
it's also if it depends on how technologically, you know, sound you are.
That is true. But also what was available, right?
Yeah, just what was available. I don't know technology, like technologically sound. I think like anybody of any age can be technologically sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's for the generation, not a single person.
Yeah.
Which is
sure. Right. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting that that's one of the, you know, the comparisons. I mean, I would say that I'm already like trying to fight, but I would say that I use the most advanced technology.
Yeah. Out of the three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. But that
I'm not fighting with a single generation, but that's just interesting that that is a specific.
I think, okay. Take out maybe like the use more. It's what was available. Like we grew up with dial up internet for a while before. And Justine always had access to the internet.
Yeah.
So it's just different.
But it's
acknowledging that statement acknowledges that both had technology. One's just faster.
Yeah.
And advanced.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You want me to go through all of them or
I mean
some hard hitters. I mean you think.
Whatever you think. Do you want to start kind of quiz? What do you have prepared for
okay,
us, my
so
love?
So what I have prepared, I have this infographic that kind of like goes through the general what millennial versus Gen Z is, but I also wanted to go into a little bit more personal stuff, like between the differences between Gen Z and millennials, and then a little more like controversial.
Okay.
And then a challenge between the both of you.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Great. Great. Well, let's
just go. You want to just go through the list?
Let's go through the list. Okay. But also, you know, for the listeners, Justine is real quick before we get into the meat of the episode. Justine is in a musical right now, Spring Awakening, at East West Players.
Yeah.
And what is the role that you play?
I play Taya in Spring Awakening. I'm also the dance captain and the intimacy captain in that production.
Wow, many hats.
Wow, many hats. Can you give just a quick elevator pitch for Spring Awakening? Just a little summary for those that aren't aware, you know?
Spring Awakening is based on a play of the same name, but it is a musical about these German school children in the 1890s in Germany.
That sounds
that
right.
That are discovering their sexuality and going through puberty and mental health issues and all of those things that come with pubescence, prepubescence.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's incredible. We watched it. We watched the previews. We will be watching it a few more times.
Yeah.
While it's still running at East West Players. So go get your tickets. We'll put a link in the bio of description of the podcast.
Thanks, everybody. See you there.
Absolutely. And I've actually been in the musical twice.
Wait, twice?
Twice, babe. And I played Georg both times.
It's a great role.
It's a great role. And the character plays piano. I think that's, you know, that helped me get that role.
Yeah.
I did originally want Moritz, but Georg kind of became, I know we, even in all the musicals we've been in, probably it's like, hey, you hope to be a specific character and then you end up someone else and then you just
connect to that.
You connect to that role and there's a reason why you are that person.
But, right.
Other notable people that have been in Spring Awakening are Lea Michele,
Jonathan Groff,
Kimiko Glenn,
Jenna Ushkowitz,
Christina Alibato.
So many people. Yeah. Christy Altomar.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So many of our faves. Yeah. So if any of you all are listening that we just mentioned, feel free to come by.
Jenna Ushkowitz, I'm just saying.
There are things that, you know, that kind of transcend generations, and musical theater is one of them.
That's true.
I mean, but they're all maybe, there are some musicals, I would say a lot of musicals that like Gen Z would lean towards, and then millennials would be different.
I agree.
I think so as well.
But let's take that into whatever you are going to.
Okay, so to go back into the list of millennial versus Gen Z, the next one says, for millennials, felt a stronger economy when young, and then for Gen Z, felt a great recession when young. That's interesting.
What was the first thing?
Felt a stronger economy? I didn't really know when I was young.
I'm not really understanding.
I think it's saying
one of the indicators of millennials and Gen Z is that millennials had a stronger economy.
And right now we're going through a recession.
Well,
so that's
when you first were kind of developing into a teenager or whatever, you felt the recession. Which, what year was this, the recession?
I don't even know. Are we in one?
I don't know that I would be aware of that in my teenage years when I was not financially independent.
Maybe this is from like a finance thing that I
Yeah.
Oh, recession was in 2007. Okay, that's what I mean.
Oh,
how old were you in
2007? 2009.
You were 8 years old?
I was 8.
Okay, so you didn't necessarily feel it, but you went through it.
Sure.
You went through it.
And it affected.
Yeah, I'm sure it affected some kind of, there were some factors.
Yeah.
We're not experts on the
economy. We're not experts on the economy. Maybe we'll have a future episode on
Sure. Let's go into
the next one. Okay, millennials, less globally connected at a younger age. Gen Z, more globally connected at a younger age.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I would say that has to do a lot with access to the internet.
I agree.
And social media.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, I did start using the internet at a young age. I was maybe like 12, 12, 13 maybe when I first got AOL. So
AOL.
In my mind, I was like, I'm connected to the world, but definitely not as much as when Gen Z was growing up.
Yeah, because you didn't have like Instagram. You know what I mean? You had like emails and
we had
like
emails. Yeah, but you didn't chat rooms. We had to ask where everyone was at.
Yeah, you had to get connected in real life, kind of, or well, you, not
yeah,
really.
To a specific person. To we be weren't able to like seeing what different communities were doing globally. And I think, mm-hmm. yeah, Gen Z had an easier time doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, it kind of goes into the next one, which is millennials less focused on social justice, Gen Z more focused on social justice.
Interesting.
I think I kind of agree with that.
I would agree in the fact, in a sense that they get more exposure to, you know, politics and social justice and things like that. So they're able to be more or have that more upfront in their minds. Mm-hmm. Whereas millennials, you know, growing up, you had to like choose to watch the news. You had to choose to, you know, pay attention to specific things that were going on in the world.
Yeah. Well, I also think we were taught at a young age to not discuss politics and religion and things that can get tied to social justice. And I think Gen Z almost opened that up to make it more vocal. And so more people are talking about it socially.
Yeah. Sure. What are your thoughts,
Gen Z is also really openly like against boomers. And so that kind of like inspires us to go in the opposite direction, I guess. I'm sure same is also true for millennials, but I know Gen Z, like as an entire generation, very openly against boomers and, you know, those political views.
And yes, like y'all are more keen to the whole, I mean, millennials too, where like senator terms and things yeah. like that should be way shorter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like old politics don't really belong mm-hmm. in the new world. Y'all are definitely more vocal about that. But I would say millennials who are activists,
yeah.
you know, who are like very tuned into social justice are just as much into social justice, if yeah. not more, because that's
They've
what
had
they live.
To fight
yeah,
it.
They
Absolutely.
Had to fight
yeah.
that. So.
And could vote earlier.
yeah, right. sure.
Right. So it just kind of depends on, I don't know, what side you are on in history as well. And,
right.
But yeah, I'd say overall, Gen Z has a more vocal, and they're going to definitely change, you know, the world and politics and the government and all that.
Period.
For real.
For real. Period.
I think millennials have too in
yeah,
other
absolutely.
Ways. Like I almost feel like politically millennials walked so Gen Z could run.
Yeah.
Because we're yeah. like, we started and opening that up and then
I agree.
Gen
yeah.
Z was
we kinda
like,
just yeah, ran through the door. We ran
through
the door.
Through
yeah.
the door.
Yeah.
I love
it was
that.
A green light. That's true.
I love that.
The next point is millennials, college going, debt accumulating, Gen Z, college maybe, debt aware. So less Gen Z are going to college is what it's saying.
Sure.
Yeah. Or maybe they're just a little more aware that you can take multiple paths.
That you don't
paths.
Need. Yeah. yeah.
Yeah. Because there are more jobs where you don't need college degrees, I think.
Now. Sure.
Nowadays.
Right. 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 I feel like millennials and everything you're describing here is like especially the case for immigrant kids,
yeah.
immigrant children. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like because especially because they come to this country having a strong sense of like what they think America should be. And then they put it on their children and they're like, you need to go to college. You need to do everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, A, B, C, D or whatever mm-hmm. for you to be successful. And then the younger kids get like Justine's age, she's able to be like, well, I don't need to follow that, you know, to be successful.
Yeah, I think so too.
And if you hear some random gnawings in the back, this is the only way we could keep the dogs busy by giving them bones. Because also if we leave them in the crate right now, they're very energetic and they will bark. So it's either barks or chewing.
Yeah, pick your poison.
Speaking of the dogs, I know it's not. Bean more millennial coded or Gen Z coded? And what about Misu?
So Bean is our How old is he now? 4 years?
4-year-old black Frenchie.
Yep. And then we have a new little tan Misu pup. Khaki Misu.
Brown.
Who's definitely Gen A. What Gen
she's
Alpha.
She's the new,
Gen Alpha.
Yeah, whatever the new one is.
She's Gen Alpha.
Oh, and these dogs are just walking all over the courts.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. What are your thoughts, Justine, on the whole politics thing? I know you gave a little bit in the beginning, but any kind of reception, social justice?
I don't know. I don't have any super streamlined thoughts on that. I think it is that millennials open the door and then Gen Z were inspired. And I also think a lot of it really just has to do with technology. I think everything about the differences have to do with technology and how accessible it is for you to watch the news and to read on Twitter and to see it on Instagram. And Gen Z is always on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I really think a lot of it stems from that.
Period.
Period. The last one's kind of weird, but it says millennials wore branded clothing. Gen Z, what brands?
I'm so dead because that's literally happening right now.
What do you mean? What's happening now?
I mean, I'm
now?
Such like a graphic tee guy. Oh, I feel like I'm dressed like a millennial right now.
What are you wearing? A Lakers shirt?
Tell us what you're wearing.
I'm wearing a Lakers shirt and I have a Lakers hat on.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's true.
I don't think a lot of younger gen, like they wear like vintage sports tees, but they're not like dressing, matching sports organizations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think sports, that's a huge maybe millennial thing. Mm. Like wearing a championship shirt.
Wearing your team logo on your shirt. Yeah.
We'll get into more fashion later too.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm wearing a pink non-branded hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
It's not.
See, millennial. You are in the middle.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that one. I think it's just depends.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that one either. Yeah.
It depends on your fashion sense. But you know, obviously this infographic is talking generally.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's nothing.
You know what that's giving? That's giving like Aeropostale. That's giving like Hollister.
Oh, that's what they mean.
Hollister. Yeah, I think that's more accurate because I used to wear Hollister, Abercrombie, American Eagle. Like we wanted to wear logos.
These dogs. You might not hear them actually because I'm going to put a noise suppressor on and it's going to eliminate anything that's not vocals, hopefully, in the silence. But we'll see how it plays.
Right. Absolutely.
Absolutely. After this commercial break. So we put the dogs away.
We put the dogs away. Hopefully you can't hear them barking right now. But if you do, just know we tried.
We tried. They're safe.
They're safe, yes. I forgot to mention earlier at the top of the pod that one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this on Sweet or Savory is because there's been a lot of millennial and Gen Z slander on TikTok that I keep seeing.
Yeah.
Or it's mostly Gen Z making fun of millennials, but it's also millennials taking it very personally and then fighting back in rebuttal. So that's kind of why I wanted to like go through not only the differences, but also I just think it's so funny that Gen Z loves to make fun of millennials.
I do love making fun of millennials.
Justine loves to do that.
I love doing
that. But millennials take it very, instead of playing along,
right,
millennials take it very seriously.
Yeah, they get defensive.
And get very defensive.
Yeah. And then I make fun of you more.
Exactly.
Recently, one that I've seen is this creator, Snarky someone, and they do like, it's like millennials at doing a transition at their wedding.
Oh.
And they jump up and then they do the transition all bad and they change clothes and it's just, it's whack.
I've seen this one and it's pretty accurate. I've seen so many wedding transitions that are very accurate to what
not good
they did.
And a lot of the people right now that are getting married are millennials.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you know,
true.
Because people are getting married a little later as well, like starting from the millennials.
Sure.
But yeah, I think that it's just so funny. We're not those kind of millennials.
No,
you're very aware. You're very self-aware.
I think that's the part of it is being aware. of
yeah,
just I don't even know,
and being around,
with the trends,
yeah, being, yeah, being on social media as much as you are, and then also having Gen Z in your direct
line of contact,
yeah,
right,
contact, and I think knowing our audience, you know, we mm-hmm. have a lot of Gen Z people that right. we interact with, that follow us, that love your music, so
right.
we're constantly surrounded by both millennial and Gen Z. I just think it's so funny.
That's
I
hilarious.
Love all of them.
Yeah, there's a huge divide right now. Not divide, but TikTok. Gen Z for sure calls millennials out.
Like a lot.
The millennial pause.
Oh, right? The millennial pause is
it's
a big one.
So hilarious.
But, okay. Yeah.
But there's a millennial pause and then there's a Gen Z shake.
What is a Gen Z
they're,
shake?
They're equally cringe, okay?
Yeah. So the Gen Z shake is that you start a video, like doing some kind of action.
Oh, doing some okay. kind of action, and then you like shake the camera for, I don't know, maybe.
Just so that it looks
attention grabbing. Yeah, more
attention
grabbing. Attention grabbing. And then you like put the phone down. And millennials do a pot, like
it kills me.
They
so they'll hold the phone or they'll set it and they pause for a second.
They'll press it.
And then they'll like go.
Yeah. It's like they're waiting to see if it's recording first.
Yeah. Just cut that thing out, man. Just like if I see your finger coming away from the camera, that's when I'm going to make fun of you.
I'm so hyper aware of my millennial pause that I either don't do it anymore or I edit it out. It's gone.
Edit it out. I would advise. I would advise.
At me as like an editor, you know what I mean? Someone
right.
who edits. Like I cut
that shit
out.
It's just better to
edit
it out.
There's
okay,
no
what
way.
Are your thoughts on the Gen Z shake?
I think that Gen Z is more aware of what will capture people's attention.
Yeah.
I think, you know, YouTubers and people like that, even millennials, we're aware of things like this. Mm-hmm. You know, we know what hooks and captures attention. But everyone in Gen Z, whether you're a vlogger or whatever,
right.
especially, you know, now that everyone's making videos on TikTok and anyone's a creator, et cetera, it's just a good thing overall, of course. They are aware of those little hooks and things that'll keep you on their video.
A new thing, not necessarily a new thing, but something that's like been coined by Gen Z is like the term of like curated casualness.
Oh, I haven't heard that. Tell us more.
You haven't heard? It's
no.
Like the concept of like an Instagram dump. That's curated casualness. I don't know if that's the exact term, if it's casualness, but how your dumps just include a 0.5 selfie or a close-up of your food or like your homework, like you doing your homework.
Which is interesting because that actually takes it, it's a full circle thing, and maybe we'll get into fashion and stuff later. But it's like how, you know, we wore baggy jeans when we were in like middle school and now everyone's wearing baggy jeans as adults, right? This is like happening with this casual thing because when Instagram first came out, that's we would post. We would just post
random
things, and the alarm is going off on my phone. What a millennial thing.
Oh, wow.
But we would just post pictures of like the cathedral because it had a cool thing on the ceiling.
Yeah, my first couple Instagram posts were of my nail polish.
Yes.
Starbucks cups. It wasn't even faces
sure.
or people. It was all just random things that
yeah.
looked cool because filters were a big thing on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're coming back.
Instagram filters?
No,
Instagram filters, but having a filtered look is coming back. Like Laps, that
sure.
new app, Laps, to make it look like film, that's kind of almost
film.
What Instagram filters.
That's what Instagram back in the day
but
was trying to do.
But that's what Instagram filters
sure.
used to be.
Like remember the X filter, X mark or whatever.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Things like that. But y'all
not
are doing
Instagram
it
filters.
in a way more aesthetically pleasing way for sure.
Yeah, where it's supposed to look effortless, but you actually zoomed in, you know,
mm-hmm.
two times to get that perfect shot and then
right.
you took it 90 billion times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
I think another clear indicator of Gen Z versus millennials is how they pose for photos or
sure.
different. For me, I think it's obvious.
Yeah.
Millennials, for example, I see a lot of millennials still doing the teacup,
the hand on
the
hip
or a peace sign. I do it. I still do peace sign.
I still do peace sign.
I think peace sign's cute.
That's a go-to for everybody, I think, but more millennial for
yeah.
sure.
And the sorority squat. That one hurts me.
That hurts.
That one really hurts.
You know what? I fell victim to that as well, just because I'm short and I'll always like be in the front. And so sometimes you just have to. But that is a huge millennial thing.
There's other ways to squat where it's not just the awkward sorority squat where you're not doing anything. You can like squat and like pose a little bit differently.
Sure.
But Gen Z, I feel like the indicators are, I don't know, way better posing.
Yeah, and more just about like looking effortless is what I'm thinking. It's a lot of closed mouth smiling.
A lot of closed mouth smiling.
Smizing.
But sometimes I've been seeing a lot of tongue lately.
A lot of like.
A lot of tongue, a little sign of tongue.
Yeah, or like.
And millennials versus Gen Z stick their tongue out differently. Like Gen Z does this and millennials are like, it's so different.
They're more conscious about how they look. Maybe I don't know.
I think maybe that's what it is. Another thing is the 0.5. I don't think all millennials have quite figured out how to 0.5 yet.
Yeah. They'll get there. If you don't know what we're talking about, essentially it's you use the 0.5. This is for anyone who has an iPhone, and every Gen Z has an iPhone. There's absolutely no way.
Really?
A Gen Z person is using
Android. I mean,
Android.
There is a way, but if you're using an Android, I'm making fun of you.
Yeah,
oh,
we all
I didn't
are.
Know that.
yeah, we all are.
No, but yeah, so you use the 0.5 filter on your camera. Filter. Option, the lens, F. The lens, and then you turn it around and take a photo. Like you use the button on the side or whatever to take like essentially a selfie or a group photo. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
The goal in the 0.5 is to get as little of your hand in the shot as possible.
Oh, I've been doing it wrong. F.
I mean, not necessarily, but if there's a lot of your hand in a 0.5 photo, I'm going to be like, that's a lot of your
hand.
But your
arm is fine.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
but
the arm
is fine.
Okay.
If your finger's in the shot.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's a bad photo. That's a bad photo.
Are there any other Gen Z poses that you identify? Or millennial poses?
Sorority squat, honestly, is the biggest one. Or... how do millennial couples pose?
Holding each other from behind.
Yeah, holding each other from behind or hand on chest.
On chest.
Or on stomach.
Or on stomach. But that's kind of universal and I think it's okay, hand on stomach, personally.
Yeah.
We still do that sometimes, but yeah. I've noticed Gen Z has more creative posing. Okay, let's get back to the fashion and beauty. No, more fashion. I guess, but you mentioned earlier, AJ, that when we were younger, baggy was in.
Yeah.
And baggy is back in.
She's back.
She's back. Yeah, I think that the more wide leg pants, for sure, specifically for guys, are definitely coming back around. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take some time for me to get used to it.
You still wear skinny?
Yeah, I go back and forth now. I got a little more confident during tour because my friend Joshy Soul, who is a millennial, but he is just super stylish and mm-hmm. he could be just a full-time stylist if he wanted to. He's also a musician, but he gave me a lot of confidence in, you know, we went to Zara, we bought baggy pants and I was like, dude, I don't know if I can rock these. So we ended up going with some higher shoes. I don't know what
high shoes,
loafers. Yeah. And yeah, I started feeling confident in the wide leg pants, and it just crazy because I was wearing that, you know, 6th, 7th, and 8th grader doing that. You know what I mean?
You're saying it gave you confidence that you were wearing a platform because the baggy made you look short. That's the conclusion I'm drawing.
Or? Maybe no. Yes. Yeah. Just overall look.
Sure.
Like, oh, this looks cool.
Sure.
Yeah, so not necessarily because of the platform, but I'm wearing house slippers right now, by the way, for those who can see it. It's a wide angle.
Low waist, I think, is coming back, too.
It is, and that is one thing I'm really
scared
about.
You're not on the board.
I can't.
You're not on board.
I'm not there yet.
I'm not there yet. I don't know if I will be there.
Me either.
Personally, I don't think I can get there.
I don't know that.
My stomach.
I don't know if that's my journey.
I don't think she can get there.
I don't think that's
my
journey.
I love a high waist.
I love a high waist. I really do love a high waist.
It's so flattering.
It's so flattering.
Okay, think about bikinis Low waist?
No. Hanging I'm terrified.
All out there? No. That's my
I'm
worst
feeling
nightmare.
Exposed.
Heck no.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
This is hilarious.
Do guys wear high waist? No, huh? It's always been low waist for
it's
you guys.
It's always low waist. I didn't even think about that.
But I mean, on tour, well, especially with these jeans, yeah, I'm bringing them all the way up. Oh. Like the baggy jeans.
You're doing a high waist.
The formal, the slacks. I'm pulling them up to my actual where your waist is.
And you're doing a tank top.
And I'm doing a tank top. So
right.
You know.
And you're tucking it in.
And I'm tucking it in. And also because, yes, I'm not trying to have my belly all out. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. So,
I feel you.
Which is okay also. I feel you.
Fine. It's awesome. Want to do that.
Normalize.
So
normalize.
Me personally, that's not my journey.
I'm not trying to do that.
I know we're like, yeah, it's fine. Normalize. But me, no. Heck no. Speaking of tucking, I've also heard that French tucking is out. And crop tucking is in.
What's crop tucking?
Is it where you like tuck it
where you
into
tuck
your
it
bra?
In your bra. If you have some sort of, I don't know, sports bra under thing.
Wow.
But I hear the French tuck is millennial and out.
I still love a French tuck.
Well, Tan France.
Yeah, he really brought that out.
Yeah,
the French tuck.
And then last thing on fashion for me, unless you guys have anything else, is it's more beauty. The side part versus middle part. I know on TikTok, Gen Z girls were bashing millennial women for having side parts. I've always had a middle part.
Yeah. I think that tells me a lot about who you are.
Not necessarily.
Having a side part? Not necessarily. I mean that in a so unserious way. I will know that you're a millennial if you have a side part. Or if you're not a millennial and you have a side part, I'm like, oh, you have your side part. Oh, you know?
Yeah. It's a choice.
Wow, that's so interesting. Didn't think of that at all.
Yeah.
But I have seen. I mean, I've noticed that. Like, that's Misu snoring. I've noticed that, like Santi, you know, he has like a middle part. A lot of people with like longer hair do the middle part, and then someone like Ryan, who is. Is he Gen Z?
He's Gen Z.
He is Gen
Z. So Ryan is.
He's right on the edge.
Sorry. So Santi is Alyssa's youngest sister's boyfriend, and then Ryan is Alyssa's younger brother. Ryan is he's a millennial coded.
Millennial coded.
A millennial
for
coded
sure.
Gen Z. Yeah.
Yeah, but Ryan has side.
But that's
or whatever, and then
that's
Santi.
It's like a is that technically not like a comb over? Is that what that hairstyle is called?
Yeah,
it's really a side part.
I guess so. I don't know. I think that specifically with Asian guys, you know.
Sure.
Like we rock the
side.
Like, well, the side thing.
Side
you know?
Swept.
Side swept.
Side swept or like kind of spiky-ish. And then younger Asian guys are cool with like their natural hair just kind of going all
going
over
out.
The place or whatever, growing out. And they'll middle part it.
They will middle part it.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I haven't really noticed it, but now I will.
It's everywhere. every Asian guy in the cast of Spring Awakening at East West Players is middle part of me.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do Gen Z or what does Gen Z hate about millennials?
Wow.
Damn,
it's a hot question.
Hate?
Yeah. Or dislike if you don't want to go.
Or dislike, yeah. I feel like, dislike. I think just, in my brain, it's how basic I think millennials can be. Basic, just basic. Yeah, things like the millennial pause, like that, just to me is like basic and funny. Or just like a picture of your Starbucks cup with like orange font on Instagram story. That is just, it's basic.
Dang.
And it's funny.
There are also different fonts on
there
Instagram
are different
that
fonts
are very millennial
that
coded.
Are very, if you use the cursive one, I think you're so funny.
I think you're so funny. It's either millennial or boomer.
Yeah, it's either millennial or boomer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else? AJ.
Yeah.
What do millennials hate about Gen Z?
I think that liberal millennials have no problem with Gen Z.
Nice.
I think that more conservative millennials will be like, oh, they're too woke or whatever. You know what I mean?
Your generation.
Yeah, yeah, that, your generation. Yeah, your generation. Like,
that's what I would hate about millennials.
Yeah. But liberal millennials, I think, probably just want to, you know, catch up, be cool as well. And,
yeah.
And appreciate that. I specifically think about, you know, when that group of kids, when the Parkland shootings happened.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Is that the correct?
There's, is that
unfortunately, like there's so many damn shootings. Tragedy. That group of students who survived, they started, you know, a movement, and they became very outspoken about what they believe, specifically when it comes to guns rights, gun owner rights or whatever. You know, especially on Twitter, they were very vocal on Instagram. And I think about that generation, and I'm like, man, if they can do it, like, they're going to really change the world, you know, with their with their views and their outspokenness for social justice. So I say, as a liberal millennial, I'm like, dude, let's follow them. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's nice. I like that.
What does Gen Z love or like about millennials?
I think just the prospect of having people to look up to. That's a very worldwide, universal feeling. And I think a lot of Gen Z feel like we're like behind, like maybe financially behind or like behind in our careers. And we see millennials as a really successful generation. At least I do. So I think having someone to look up to, or seeing things that you think they did wrong and then not doing that, that's also still a good thing, I think.
Yeah, I think that that's a really great one to bring up, because it's almost like the generations before feel so far or almost unattainable to what their success was, and millennials are more in line with where I guess Gen Z would want to be in life. So it could be good mentors.
And then have that, we have the unfortunate, as millennials, timing of where inflation is right now. And, you know, it's just like even worse for Gen Z.
Yeah.
So I can't even, like, our parents who are like, hey, and our specifically,
not our parents. They're very supportive.
But they're, you know, I imagine parents are like, I got a house when I was 22 or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Things like that.
Or a job right after college.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just not the reality. It's very hard right now to get a job, to get a house, to do a lot of adult things that were different during that time. So we get it. We get it. Okay. I want to end with a short, it's actually pretty short, challenge.
Oh, okay. Is this between me and Justine?
Yeah, it's between you and Justine, because I already know them. Should I switch with her?
Yeah, I think so.
So that you're closer?
Okay. Yeah, let's
do that. So let's break. And then,
let's break.
Yeah. Okay. This is a really quick challenge, but it will require you to have arm movements.
Okay. Okay.
Or motions.
Okay.
So, all right. First, you'll do it at the same time, and I'll go 1, 2, 3. How do you make a heart?
1, 2, 3.
Oh, you did the same.
Yeah.
Okay. What I've seen Gen Z do is, no, it's different.
Oh, they do this.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Justine's version.
Okay. I think maybe younger Gen Z, younger people
maybe
than
younger
you.
Younger Gen Z.
Younger Gen Zs than you will do that. Okay. Like, yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
How do you gesture picking up the phone? 1, 2, 3. Justine! You did the millennial way.
What is
the Gen Z way?
What?
Yeah.
That's the improv way.
That's the improv
That's
way.
That's the space work
space
way.
Space work way.
Yeah. Because it's like, because
it's, like, it's
Gen
like an
Z
iPhone.
Never,
it's like you're holding an iPhone.
Yeah. Like, this is resembling an actual phone.
Yeah. But Justine, you grew up with a house phone.
Yeah.
A landline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
How do you take a picture? 1, 2, 3. You guys,
we're
I think it's because you're
siblings.
We're in the same family.
Yeah, yeah.
And but, she learned everything from
or,
me.
Or sometimes I do this.
That's what the Gen Z is. Yeah. It's this.
If I'm asking my friend, I'm like, hey, can you take a picture? Can you do
that? Technologically, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you roll down a window? 1, 2, 3.
No.
But we haven't had a car that does this since I was 10 years old.
Yeah. My first car that I drove was a roll down.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
But now it's all
beep. That makes sense.
Okay, I'm just going to add in some extras. How do you do a peace sign? 1, 2, 3.
Is there any other way?
Millennials do this, huh?
Sometimes millennials do this.
Yeah, like when they're
trying to be... You can't with the back of the hand facing front.
No, especially adult-y millennials older than... And boomers, they'll do this.
They'll do that.
In their selfies. Mm-hmm. I remember when we met Ming-Na Wen.
Oh, Ming-Na. We have a photo with her, right?
Yes, she literally did this.
That is so funny.
So cute, so cute. Okay, and how do you stick your tongue out? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, see, it's different. It's just like the full tongue, and then it's like a half cute little tongue.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's all I have for the challenge. So let's talk about the difference in slang for Gen Z versus millennial.
Let's do it.
First off, Gen Z says that's bussin'.
Yeah.
Is that kind of old?
I would say that's still pretty commonly used. That's
bussin'. So they still
that's old. Let's also acknowledge that all of this, these pop culture references come from Black culture, which is something I learned more and more with Gen Z's awareness of it.
Sure. Right?
And TikTok and all that stuff. Actually, a lot some millennial accounts that I follow as well. They're like, hey, we need to attribute all of these trends and pop culture vocabulary to Black culture.
Absolutely.
But anyways, yes, go on.
Bussin' is Gen Z, and the millennial equivalent is, do you know?
That's dope.
Dope, bomb, or fire? I don't know why there's so many.
Fire's old now?
Do you say fire?
Yeah, I say fire. That's pretty universal. Bussin', though, is really... No, you're really known for saying that about food. Are you saying that food is... So bomb. So
food's bomb.
Yeah, bomb. Yeah. Do you say bomb?
I say bomb. Okay. I definitely say bomb.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's because you have two millennial siblings, dude.
That's just...
I don't know if anyone your age is saying...
Really?
Saying bomb.
Okay,
I don't think
I'm trying to think. My brother would say it, but again, he's also...
Lauren would say bomb.
Lauren Your would sister bomb? Would say bomb.
I don't think she would say bomb, what? Unfortunately.
What would she say?
And that's not a cool or uncool thing. I just don't imagine her saying bomb.
I remember... So she goes to UCLA now, and she loves the food there. And she posted... She posts sometimes saying, like, stuff like I hated it, or I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it sometimes, but she really likes it. I forgot what she said.
She said it's mid.
She said it's mid, but that meant she liked it.
But I think she was doing that in a really sarcastic way. Yeah.
I think Gen Z is way more sarcastic than millennials, right? I feel like millennials are more on the nose.
Yeah.
Or sarcastic in a different way. No, they use sarcasm differently.
But then when you start saying things like, oh, I hated it, right? That's
boomer.
Not,
that's yeah. boomer. You that's know what so I mean? Boomer.
It's like,
okay, but she didn't say I hated it. She said that's mid.
Okay, but
it's the that's same
mid actually does mean it's not good food.
Right.
But do people also use it sarcastically?
Mid, no.
No. Oh, no. So maybe it's just a Lauren thing.
Maybe that was just a Lauren thing.
If your humor is sarcasm, then yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is mid on there?
I love mid.
We gotta add some because no list is
fully
mid. Yeah. Cap is huge.
Cap's on here.
Yeah.
Cap. Okay. For cap those don't huge. Know what cap is, it means false.
Yeah, like your plan.
Lie. It's a lie. That's cap. That's BS. Essentially. Yeah. A millennial would say BS. That's BS, man.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious.
Yeah, BS.
That's hilarious.
Giving.
Oh,
giving.
I love to say giving.
Justine always says giving.
I do.
It's
say
giving.
It a lot.
So you're kind of describing like,
you're just describing what it is.
Describing what it is like. if you saw those skate shoes over there, you would say
it's giving skater. It says the
millennial equivalent is that's lit to it's giving.
No,
that's what it says.
Maybe in relevance, I don't know, but it's lit. In relevance. I know. Damn, you know what? During tour too, I kept, you know, posting captions and stuff, and even when I'm saying out loud, right? On the mic, I'm like, yo, you guys are lit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels
I
old
said it
now.
Too, and I felt cringy after
it
I said it.
Cringe, like, but also lit is, it's still rather new. It's the last,
I think so,
6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
But dang, things get old fast.
Dead ass.
That means
serious.
That means
like for real equivalent. It means for real.
For real. Yeah, for real.
Okay, are you being dead ass?
Under the for real millennial, it says Gen Z's is on God.
That's huge. On God is huge.
And same definition as what was this word we just
for real?
For real, dead ass.
That's dead ass.
Dead ass. Dead ass and on God. Yeah, that's pretty synonymous. Yeah.
It's on point. it's bullseye.
Bullseye.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like spot on.
Spot on.
Yeah.
A millennial must have written this article that I'm referencing because they have Slay as millennial. That's very Gen Z, right?
That's very, very coming from Black culture. So
Black
that's,
culture, gay culture.
Yeah, gay culture.
Ballroom culture. Slay.
Slay.
Okay, that's older than Gen Z.
It's weird because it says the millennial equivalent is on fleek, and that's the Gen Z equivalent is on fleek, and no Gen Z says on fleek.
No, I think that's wrong.
I think it's reversed, and this was written by a millennial.
Yeah,
millennial.
I'm gonna have to find another source. But side eye.
Mm, yeah,
that I've never used that. Yeah,
really,
well, that's a Gen Z thing. We would say like that's sus. Right?
Sus,
that's
sure.
More millennial.
And also I feel like this vocabulary you would get from either like a community that you're in or school mostly, right? Yeah. But for you, it's like people you're hanging out with.
People I'm hanging TikTok. Out with TikTok.
And TikTok.
Number one. That's probably number one for me.
On
honestly.
God.
On God.
On God. That's dead on ass. Here. On God is
word
for real. That's what they have.
Yeah. I hate that I still type. I was just texting someone today saying for real, but connecting it.
Like F-O-R-E-A-L.
Yeah.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah, we do. We're freaking millennials.
Yeah.
I say for show a lot, but Gen Z don't. I don't think Gen Z people really say for show. I say for show.
Okay, I'm just going to start saying Gen Z slang, and then we can try to find the equivalent. Because I don't think
we need that. I like that.
What about... what was I just saying? What about T? Is that a Gen Z saying? T?
Yeah, I would say that's Gen Z.
What's millennial version of T?
What's the chismis? I'm just kidding. No. What's the shade? Shade.
Yeah.
Using shade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think using it as like a slang term. Yeah. That's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Riz. How could we forget?
That's a very Gen Z.
How could you forget about Riz? Somebody told me that's supposed to be short for charisma.
That's what it says in the dictionary, but some Gen Z reject that. My sister personally rejects that.
I reject that because...
Really?
Well, I think Riz is so different. Charisma is so general. Riz is so specific to game.
Right. I think the more compared word should be game.
Yeah.
Would you say that the millennial equivalent would be... Swag?
Swag. I think it might be a mixture of those things.
Sure.
But Riz is, to me, at least from what I've seen, is that like, oh, you got that Riz when you're talking to a girl or whatever, or whoever. And then spitting game is when you're like intentionally flirting with a girl. But that doesn't actually mean you're it's good, right?
Sure.
Like someone spitting game at you.
Yeah. Ugh.
But if they're spitting, they're not spitting Riz, but if they're...
Riz is always good.
Riz is always... that boy got Riz.
Yeah, you want Riz.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You want Riz.
You want Riz.
You want Riz.
What else is there? Vibing.
Does that say Gen Z or millennial?
It says Gen Z.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say it's rather new.
Really?
I don't know what the equivalent.
Vibing.
Oh, I feel like that's so universal. That's so interesting.
Vibing. You're vibing with me? Like, I'm feeling you. I'm feeling
I'm
you.
Feeling yeah,
you
know, like feeling it. I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling it. Yeah, I'm feeling it. Yeah.
MBJ. Michael B. Jordan. I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling it feeling in Black Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm feeling it, maybe. Yeah.
Sure.
Facts?
Facts.
Is that a Gen Z thing?
I think
it's written here as Gen Z slang.
I think so.
Facts. Yeah. Facts. What's the equivalent? Word.
Word.
That's a big
yeah, yeah. I do love millennial. Saying word as well, but yeah, that's a millennial thing.
Hits different.
Ooh, that's Gen Z.
That's super Gen Z.
What would the millennial equivalent different. Be?
Damn, that feels
I don't know. I have to look it up.
Hits different. Damn, that's on the cool side of the pillow.
Come on.
No. I'm trying to look it up. What's the hits different for millennial? They don't have it.
That hits the spot, I think. Is that what they're trying to say? Even though it's not the spot, the it's same. Like that. Yeah. Oh, this Jack in the Box hits the spot right now. But if we had Jack in the Box today, just even be like, damn, this hit different.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Main character. Like main character energy.
I think that's a Gen Z encouraged. TikTok yeah.
Type thing. Yeah. Which, I mean, that's a whole nother. We could dive deeper in there because I've read, you know, when main character energy was becoming really popular online, I was reading a lot of things that are like, that is cool. But also, if you're just living that life, you're not actually like
aware
and caring for other people. And you know what I mean? Like the world is not always about you.
I think that's
one main complaint from millennials too about Gen Z is that specifically when it comes to, hey, yeah, main character energy, I'm going to do what's best for me. They set their, you know, Gen Z does a great job at setting their boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But to millennials, it seems like they're just making it all about them.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say that is a big difference there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a much deeper
subject
that we can get really into.
Deep. Yeah, I haven't thought about it like that, but I could see that. Yeah, the main character thing could be unaware.
It could end up as a toxic trait.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but again. Boundaries and yes, you know, like making sure that you yourself is good. That's something that I think boomers, millennials learn from younger people. Like I learned that a lot from you. You know what I mean? I see that a lot. You, Alyssa, for those not listening who are not listening to the video feed, you learn to take care of yourself first so you can give others, you know, your full energy. But millennials, specifically immigrant parents and stuff, they're used to just exhausting themselves.
Right.
Because they're always looking out for the bigger picture.
Yeah. That's one of the points that Saved by the Bell.
Go ahead.
No, that was one of the points that we didn't get to, but I had written here too. The difference between millennial and Gen Z is, I think, work and mental health. Mm-hmm. I think there's differences there and sometimes can go together.
In the way we think about it.
At least when I worked on the corporate side, I started to notice Gen Z prioritizing more work-life balance. They're more blunt to the point with what their needs are. And I learned a lot from like some of my Gen Z coworkers on like how to just be more, I don't know, just advocate for yourself.
Sure.
And even not corporate life, I think you can be that way in
your relationships.
But millennials would be like, suck it up.
Exactly. Like, right. Apologize. Don't want to step on any toes.
Do what's best for the company.
Do what's best. Well, not necessarily what's best for the company, but just don't burn any bridges. And I think Gen Z is less scared of burning bridges. And if they don't like something, then they'll leave. And if a company also doesn't align with their values, they will also leave. I think we're seeing a lot more of that than we used to. Mm-hmm. And then mental health, which is something my brother brought up because I asked for like stuff to talk about today too. And he was like, I think Gen Z is more open to therapy, open to talking about mental health more than millennials, kind of. But also I think millennials are starting to also be more open.
Yeah, I was, my instinct was to say that more Gen Z are going to therapy. I don't necessarily know that that's true now that I'm saying it out loud, but Gen Z is definitely talking about how they're going to therapy more than millennials talk about themselves going to therapy.
I agree. And I think that might have been also because millennials started going to therapy. So Gen Z started going to therapy and talking about mental health. So another like door opening because of a generation that started it.
Yeah, I think generally what we're seeing is that the younger people who are growing up and getting to learn from the mistakes of millennials and boomers and the lack of them speaking out and all these things, it empowers them more.
Yeah, or being emotionally intelligent or aware,
more in tune with their emotions for sure. Obviously huge kind of disparity between like a parent and a child as well, because they're in like, they're like two generations away sometimes,
right?
So that can be a big factor in the way that you are either outspoken about something like mental health or not,
period.
Mm-hmm.
On God.
On God. And is period both? Or is it more Gen Z or millennial?
I think populated by Gen Z and Black culture.
Right.
But caught on by everyone.
Yeah.
So many adults say it as well.
Period. There's so many things. I feel like this episode will be funny to people who literally have no clue what any of this is.
Yeah, because you might learn something. You might learn some new definitions.
You might just be so confused.
Start throwing them out there. You might impress some people with your knowledge, your new knowledge.
But is that, that's the thing too, I guess, that, I mean, we didn't super dive into it, but is like, is wanting to be the younger generation, is that even cool? Like, you know what I mean? Like, should millennials just kind of like stay in their lane?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you know when boomers talk to us and be like, for show, and you know, they'll say things, we're like, oh, that's cringe. Mm-hmm. But then if we started forcing it onto ourselves to say on God or, you know, whatever these things, is that that may just become cringe too.
I think everything will become cringe to somebody at one point.
Yeah.
Because even though it's a generation thing, it's also just a new trend thing.
Sure.
And even if it's mostly Gen Z using it, it's just because they're younger and they're with more of like what is the cool thing to do. And then you start to like, just as you get older, you just start to go away from it a little bit. But like Gen Alpha, the next generation, is gonna be making fun of
Gen Z
in the next few years. Like all these things we're talking about, making fun of millennials, like it's gonna just happen again. So I think it's just, it's bound to happen for every generation.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like, I think we're all going to be uncool.
Yeah.
To a certain point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that you just need to stay true to yourself.
But also like, I think it is cool to know what the trends are, because it just means you're aware of pop culture, aware of, I don't know, the internet, social media.
Yeah, if you're just using vocab to just use it's obvious,
use it,
you know, but
if
it becomes part of the, like your daily life and your, you know, who you are and who you're talking to and whatnot, you know, that's going to take on a life of its own.
Mm-hmm. But you can also stay in your lane and do you.
Yeah, I think it says a lot about like just your openness to society. I also know a bunch of Gen Z people who are not on TikTok and they're like, I feel like I'm in the wrong generation. That is a closed off mindset to me in that way, you know? So I think it says something about how open you are to just like what is happening in the world. It's not deep like that. Slang is not deep with like what is going on in the world, but I think the reception to that is.
Yeah, I agree. I don't agree with being too old for anything.
Yeah.
Unless it's maybe not Absolutely. Good for your health. But sure. other than that, I don't think anyone's too old for TikTok. I don't think anyone's too old for YouTube or mm-hmm. anything, because I follow some grandmas on TikTok and they've learned how to use it. So
yeah.
I think it's just part of, it just becomes a part of our everyday society. Like one of the things you just learn to use if you want to. Mm-hmm. But I think, I don't know, you can learn a thing or two about new technology, new social media.
Absolutely. That's only a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's the funnier generation? Millennial or Gen Z?
Gen Z.
Nah, it depends on your sense of humor, I think.
What?
I think, I know it depends. I think millennials are funnier. I don't even know if I'm laughing with or laughing at, but I think Gen Z, they're funny, but I think they try really hard to not be cool. That's not funny to me. Like, I don't know.
Like use a lot of self-deprecating humor.
Yeah. I just think that's just like trying a little too hard.
Sure.
Yeah. It might just depend on sense of humor, I think.
And yeah, it depends on
dry sense of humor. Is a lot more popular with Gen Z.
Well, you know what? I think if you can make fun, like the millennials that get very defensive, like to me that it's funny, but I'm more laughing at, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think maybe it is the Gen Z that's actually making it humorous for me. It's hard to say.
That is a hard one. I so think Gen Z is the funnier generation. But just because that to me is the most up-to-date version of humor now. Of course, it's different for everybody. But as like a societal on social media, Gen Z is, that's all the humor that I'm consuming.
They're very clever.
Okay, well, that wraps up our Gen Z versus millennial debate.
Yeah, special thanks to our guest, Justine, who has been staying with us actually for the last like 2 months.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for letting me stay in your house.
Yes, have a roommate. Of course. Thanks for being here and giving your thoughts to the pod.
Check out our podcast page for our previous episodes and debates, like obviously is peanut butter sweet or savory? That's our very first episode.
Or can you be friends with your ex?
Or when are we having kids? Which was our last episode.
Yes, yes.
And stay tuned for future topics. Don't forget to subscribe, rate and review, and follow us on social media at Sweet or Savory Pod. And please email us sweetorsavorypod@gmail.com if you have any advice, questions you want us to answer on the pod, any topics. We would love to hear from you.
Awesome. Well, like, rate, and subscribe. And
I said that already.
Stay sweet.
No, that's me. Well, yeah. I don't even know. I already said the rate and subscribe.
Yeah, you could just say your closing line.
All right. Stay sweet.
Or savory.
Or Gen Z.
Bye.
Bye.